For Phillies, it's October 9th, 1991. Okay, let me stop.
All right, I was born in 1913 in Cold Cabin, Dawson, New Mexico. And I was, I lived there till 1929. Then I moved to Rato, New Mexico, and I lived there for 20 years.
How long was you in Dawson?
To the time I was born, till 29.
What was it like then?
Well, it was coal mining camp.
How were the times? How were the
times?
What was life like? Yeah.
Oh, well, life was not too bad then. Then depression came. It was rough.
Like what? What happened?
And then,
How was it rough? Was it food hard to get, or?
Well, there was no food either. Living was pretty bad then, 29, when during the Depression.
What about your parents? What did your dad do?
My dad worked in coal mine. My mother died when I was 6 years old.
What did she die of?
Flu.
Did she?
1919.
Was it an epidemic, or?
It was an epidemic then.
Was it?
1919, yeah. So then, lived there till 1929, then moved to Colorado. Lived there 2 years, moved back to Rato, New Mexico.
What did you move to Rato for?
Worked in coal mines.
Oh, did the mines close down?
In Colorado?
Uh-huh.
No, we just moved back. So then from there we went to back to Colorado. 40. Well, I got married in 1940.
How did you and Martha meet?
Well, I was living in Raton at the time.
Was you working?
Huh?
Was you working?
Yeah, I was working.
Was I working in the
coal mine? Yeah.
What did you do in the mine?
Well, I was pit work.
Pit work?
Pit work. It was contract mining.
So you got
to mine your own coal by pick work.
You got paid by how much coal you got out of
it? About 50 cents a ton.
And a ton's one of those buckets?
No, cars. You know, what a ton of coal is? Well, they have them in cars. Some of them cars hold maybe 2 tons, some 3. So you have to fill them.
And you got 50 cents a ton?
Yeah.
That was a long day. How many hours a day did you work?
Well, they didn't have no time then. You worked as long as you wanted to.
Oh, did you have certain sections that you guys mined? Rooms?
Yeah,
did everybody have their own kind of claim?
No, each one had their own mining section.
Their own place. Area?
They call them rooms. And then each one have a room that they would mine.
Anybody ever try to take your room?
No, they couldn't.
They left them alone.
And then it was a hard time till 1930.
So this was during the Depression that he was working there, too.
Yeah, 1932 when President Roosevelt got elected, them days they didn't have no union. The companies were awful strict about union. They wouldn't let nobody organize.
What about in New Mexico? Did they have any Chinese come in?
Not New Mexico.
They didn't, huh?
Not there. There's a lot of Mexicans come from old Mexico, then wetbacks they call them, but they was illegalized and let them come then days.
And you guys didn't have any trouble working with them?
No.
There's
all different nationalities. You know,
was it?
Like Italian, Slavs. Very few colored people there. Wasn't too many. They had their own little community where they lived in the coal camp there.
The colored people deal, or the Spanish?
The colored people.
Did they?
Yeah.
So they were segregated from the white?
Yeah.
Could they go in the stores?
No, they could.
Could the black people go in the stores?
No, they could go. Yeah.
What company did you work for?
That was Philip Dodge Company there in Dawson there. And then there in New Mexico was Rocky Mountain Fuel. So I worked there I started in the mine in Colorado when I was 16.
So when you went to work in the mines, was you a picker the first time?
Yeah.
You had to load the cars.
Yeah, that little car, contract mining. Oh, here comes Angela.
They say, did you get real good at loading the car? Well, there are special ways you could get more tonnage in a car.
Well, that's all the tonnage. Well, you know, cars is made for so much tonnage in it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe a ton and a half is the most, the small cars. Then they should come out with big cars with a whole 3-ton. So.
Did they use horses down in the mine?
They used to use mules.
Did they keep those mules down there, or would they take them out?
No, they take them out. They take them out of the mine.
Did you notice any of them going blind?
Down the mine, no. None of them go blind.
So how long did you go to school for?
Well, I went to the 8th grade.
Then why did you quit?
Well, I had to go to the coal mine.
You had to work?
I had to work, yeah.
Did you go to work with your dad then?
Yeah.
You guys went to work every day together?
Yeah, whenever they worked. Mines weren't working every day either.
Sometimes. How would you know if you worked then?
Well, they post a sign.
Oh. Why wouldn't they work every day?
Well, then
the demand?
The demand for coal was very, very small then.
Was that before the railroad?
Oh, the railroad was going already.
The railroad was already going?
Yeah. Well, the railroad started what? Maybe in 1900s, early 1900s, 1800s.
So when you went to school, did your... What'd your sisters do?
Well, my older sister had to quit school to take care of the house.
How old was she when she quit school?
My sister, about 11-year-old.
Was that right after your mom died?
Yeah.
And she cooked and took care of everything at home, huh?
Took care of the house.
Then what about your younger sister?
Well, she went to school.
Did she?
Yeah, my older sister had to take care of us.
What about when you was real little? Do you remember going to school? Did you have to walk a long way?
Oh yeah, I used to walk about a mile and a half.
Were the winters bad?
Well, some winters were pretty bad. They get quite a bit of snow there.
What was your school like? Was it one room or was it?
No, they had big schools. Well, for each grade they had their own rooms.
Did they?
First, second grade go together, and then third and fourth, you know.
What about your teachers? Were they real young? Were they from back east or were they from...
No, I couldn't tell you where they were from. Never to inquire about that. I never did inquire about the school teachers.
What about entertainment when you was little? What did you guys do for entertainment?
It wasn't too much entertainment.
Did you...
They didn't have athletes like they got today for schools.
Did you guys like have a Christmas program or anything like that?
No. Well, yeah, Christmas program, but that was it. There was no, them days they didn't have no Christmas tree. And the only gift they'd get when at Christmas time, the company, my dad would pay so much for the gifts, and they'd give us a bag of candy and a toy. That was it. That was Christmas.
Would they bring it to the house like Christmas Eve
no,
or something?
No, we should have to go get it.
Go get it at the company store?
School, at least have it.
They
have give it out to school.
So did they do that when you had your program, your Christmas program?
No, they didn't do it then. They had it afterwards or before, you know, but they never have to give it to the program.
What about the kids you went to school with? Did they live about the same type of lives as you
did?
Well,
about the same thing. Only some of my parents and I didn't have any, so that made a lot of difference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When that flu went through, when your mom died, was there a lot of people that died?
Oh, there was, yeah. The epidemic then, a lot of people died at the time. 1919. Yeah.
Do you remember any real bad winters?
Oh, yeah. Used to get a lot of snow, sometimes about 2 feet of snow there.
Did you have to go very far to the mine?
No, my dad used to, I didn't work. Well, when I worked in the mine, they had automobiles and we drive. When we was in the coal camp there was no cars. Very few had automobiles at the time, and then they'd have to walk to the mine. They'd walk. Well, some places have to walk miles, some a little less. All depends on what camp they was living.
When you guys were little, how did you guys How often did you get to take baths and that kind of stuff?
Well, you take a bath when you want it, in a tub.
You guys had an indoor bathroom then?
They didn't have any. No bathrooms in no camps. No, there was no bathroom.
So everybody had outhouses?
Yeah, outside. You want to take a bath, you have to heat your water on the stove and have a big number 3 tub, they call them, big tub, and take a bath in that.
Would you leave that in the house all the time, or just just bring it in when it was time to bath?
No, I take it when you time the bath. And then they use it for laundry, too. You see, then they have no washing machine, you have to use water. Heat your water in the stove, wash your hand, close by hand with the washboard. They didn't have a washing machine at the time either. Until the washing machine started coming out in the 30s.
What kind of food did you guys eat?
Well, just like now. Good food. The same thing we're eating right today.
Did your dad hunt?
No, he didn't hunt. No, he never did hunt. People, they would go hunting for birds and deer and that, but my dad never did hunt.
Changed a lot since then, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Changed. Times have changed and they're still changing.
What was politics like back then?
Well, the biggest part in politics, very few people go vote because they couldn't vote the way they wanted to. The companies run the... I tell them which way to vote, they'd vote for the Republican ticket. If they wouldn't vote for the Republican ticket, they'd fire them from work. They all had to vote the Republican ticket in them days.
So the companies kind of pretty much run everything then?
They run everything, yep. Until the union come in 1932, and then it was a different story altogether. That's when everything changed. That's when organized labor come in. That's when all the coal companies, they went union, biggest part of them.
In 1932, when that happened, where was you working then?
I was working in the mine in Rattle.
You wasn't married then, was you?
No.
How old was you then, do you remember?
About 21, 22.
So do you remember, was it a lot of celebrating and stuff when the unions came in?
Well, you know, all the people were happy. And they could do what they wanted. In them days when they didn't have a union, company tell you what to do. They run the show.
Yeah, the sponsors were elected, they called.
So, they run the show.
Uh-huh.
So, the organized labor came in. Yeah, and then days after they didn't have, before they had a union,
number?
If you say anything about a union, they'd fire you.
4231.
So there in 1928, 29, there in Colorado when they're trying to organize IWW was the union they was trying to get, they couldn't get it.
What was that one?
The companies held it.
Okay, yeah.
They had militia there, and they held it. Nobody could go in them coal camps unless you had relatives there that... They want to make sure that you wasn't going in there to organize you.
They check you before you even go
yeah,
in?
Yeah, they have a gate that won't let you go in.
When you say the coal camps, did they have houses? Did the company build these houses?
Yeah, they have company houses.
And then you guys rented them?
Yeah.
So would they take that right out of your check before
That's
you
what
got
they
paid?
Did. Yeah, everything out of your check.
What about your food, the same way? Did you buy from the company store?
You have to buy a company store, that's all they had. You go off the company.
Yeah,
everything's company store.
And so the company dominated everything.
Yeah, so if they didn't have a lot of them guys who couldn't get no paydays, they'd get script. Script money or buy groceries. That'd be like drawing your money before you get while you work.
Uh-huh. So what would they have to do? Would they sign?
You have to bring it to the store. That's all you could buy. At the one company store. That's all they had.
So some of them probably ended up owing the store.
Now they don't own the store because you have to get that script money. They wouldn't give you cash money. It'd be just like you got on script. You know, script money be that just go good for the company store.
Oh, so you couldn't spend it any place else?
No place else but the store. See?
What about, did you guys have lights then?
Yeah, they had electricity.
So did the company kind of run that too?
Well, no, they had power plant.
Did they?
Yeah. They charged so much for between the, when you pay for your rent and lights, it was all together. They didn't have meters then.
Oh, I see. So that was all included in one?
All in the house. They didn't have no meters at the time.
What about women? Did most of the women stay home then?
They had to come. No women worked in them days.
What about, like in the, did they have like bars or, did they have bars then? They had bars in those co-camps or not?
No, they had bars.
Could the women go in the bars then?
No, they didn't go in there.
You can't see well. She can't see where they're
there. They didn't go in there.
What would happen if they tried?
Well, they wouldn't do anything, but they wouldn't go in there. Just be all men in there. From all the miners be in there, and there was any women in there. So, and the women didn't go around them days.
Didn't they?
No.
They stayed home, huh?
Stayed at home.
Did they visit with each other?
Well, they visited with each other. Hell, in the coal camps would be just like one big family. Everybody get along with everybody. Hell, you never even have to lock the door in your house.
You just left everything open?
Everything open.
What about helping each other? Did they pit, like if somebody needed help, did everybody pitch in and help?
Well, it helped, you know. You need help from your neighbor to come and give you a hand with one thing or the other.
Four men's got four ways.
They're always helping each other. It ain't like now. Everybody got along. Nobody didn't have nothing, but everybody was happy. So.
What about when you was a kid, what kind of games did you play? Do you remember?
No, it's been so damn long that I used to have football and baseball and all that, same thing. Like
did you play the stick?
No.
Or did you have bats and stuff?
No.
What about butter and that stuff? Did your sister have to make the butter and stuff?
No, no.
You guys got that in the store?
You have to buy it. Nobody didn't have any cows. You have to buy it. Everything you get, you have to
buy. What about fruits and vegetables?
It wasn't like right today. Certain time of the year, you get that one fruit. When it's like in the summertime, you get your fruit like grapes and all that there. Then in the wintertime, you wouldn't get too much fresh vegetables.
Did you guys grow? Did you have any fruit trees or anything like
that? No, not in the cold yet. Everything you have to buy.
And it was all brought in, huh?
Yeah. Had to buy everything.
I'll tell you the way they kicked their people out of their houses. They took all the furniture out of the house and threw it in the ditch in there.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times to Stansbury. Go up the ditch.
If the people didn't pay
their men or their man, throw them out.
And that was the company that did that?
Yeah. They brought in a truck and all their workers and throw everything in there and just throw it up the ditch and toss it away. Always see that
Stanford. Yeah.
Go up the creek there.
There'd
be somebody's junk in your way.
Eat that chicken
that's
over there.
I'm looking for a phone call.
So when did you meet Martha?
38.
I remember you told us how you met, but I forgot.
Yeah, she's walking there, and it was cold that winter. She had nothing but a light sweater on, so I picked her up and gave her a ride home. And from then on, we kept going with each other. And we got married in 1940, February the 12th, 10th, and we got married. So we've been together now for 51 years.
So tell me about when you guys first got married. What was life like then?
Oh, when we got married, all that we had was about $13. Time was hard. There was no work. The coal mines would work one day, mostly 2 days a week. And all we had was $13 when we got married. So we had a struggle.
So did you rent a house then?
Yeah, we was renting.
And that was in Raton?
Yeah. In fact, we was living with my dad at the time. We stood there, a couple of years.
So you lived with your dad, and were both your sisters
yeah.
there too?
Mm-hmm. And then after when, 1941, moved to Walterburg. Worked there for 8 years.
When was your first child born?
1940.
So that was when you were still living at your dad?
Yeah.
So how did everybody get along in your house?
Fine. No problem.
All the girls stayed home and cooked and cleaned and...
And that's all.
And you guys just... And you, was your dad still working at the time?
Oh, yeah. Heck.
You guys were both working at the mine then?
Yeah. My dad worked till... when the hell did he retire?
55?
56.
So, when your dad, as your dad got older, like when you were married, did your dad... what happened to your dad in the mine? Did they give him an easier job once he got older?
No, same thing.
He still had to work just as hard
just
as
hard, yep. Yeah. Nothing easy.
So when you was living there, and you and Martha were first married, you guys, would you and your dad still work together?
Yeah.
Was you getting a salary from the company then, or was that
No,
still?
You
that
got,
was still?
Well, it started, no, it was by the, this being by the hour then.
So that was, did that make things better then? Was that
well, it was a little better, but not much. The wages were small then too, even when it was company wages, or paying.
What was your dad's rent then? Do you remember?
No rent, was too much, about
$15 a month, $15,
$16, about $15.
That's $32 in Stanford, yeah?
No, $35 Stanford.
$35 a month.
Yeah. Then there was what, $15.
We had a nice house.
In Raton. Then here, when we come here to Wyoming, then worked in Stansbury there.
There in 1948,
54, then I got laid off. We moved to Hayden, Colorado. And I worked there for 2 years. Linda was born there in Hayden.
How many kids, by the time you went to Hayden, how many kids did you guys have then?
We had, not that many.
Yeah, that's four, and then you got Tony and Jeanette. There's six.
Tony and Jeanette, yeah, and then Linda. Yeah.
So Linda was born in Hayden?
Yeah.
So you had seven in Hayden?
Yeah.
And the mine shut down there, too?
And we lived in a one-bedroom house one time.
Then we moved back here. Yeah, in Hayden, we had a rough too.
We had a worse
time. Like, what was your average paycheck a week? What do you think it was
then?
You
get one for 2 weeks sometimes.
Yeah, lucky you make $50. In the 2 weeks, paycheck.
What do you think it costs to feed your kids a week?
Them days there, hell, it's the biggest part. The kids would go work on the farm in Hayden.
So they'd all go out?
The biggest, for a year's wages, lucky to make $2,000 for the year.
And that was, what year do you think that was?
That was 1954, 55. Then I come back here to Wyoming in 56. That's when Larry was born. He was born in Stansbury. And then,
So when you came to Stansbury, was it better living?
Well, yeah, it was better. Then the coal camp closed down in 57. So then I had to look for another job. So I went to Gunqualey. And I worked there about 3 years. And I went to Stockford. So that's when I started making good living, when I went to Stockford.
Did you have a hard time getting on at Stockford?
No, I was hired first thing. No, I didn't have no problem there.
And you went down in the mine?
Yeah.
What did you do when you first got to Stockford?
Well, I was working at Equity. Then I went to Stockford. And I went down the mine, I was blasting. I was a blaster down there.
Did they have the hoist and that then?
Oh, they had everything, yeah.
So that was a pretty nice life compared to the coal mine then.
Oh, that's the big life then, when things start coming good. That's where I had to borrow money for Dorothy to go to college. I mean, she went to business school. about $1,000 from the credit union. It was just starting. And she went to business school. She was staying with Nina. And then, well, when she finished business school, what year did Dorothy get married?
64, she got out of school.
64?
She got out of high school, I think.
64?
Yeah.
I think 71 when she...
No, she went to school a couple of years, so it's about 66, 67.
67?
Yeah, somewhere near 66, 67. Took her a year to get out of school.
Yeah, and she got...
And she met that media.
And she got married. Now she's paying the consequences on her.
Yeah.
I called Mama today. And so she's went with her and Michael, took her to the hospital for get her radiation today. So.
Mmm. Tired out there in the ditches. That's...
What's the matter?
Trying to find any lines. We lost it.
What line is that?
The underground across the streets.
Can't find it?
Can't find it.
We have to dig them for them?
Or? I'm going to call Ed Perkins now, see if he'll reroute them for me. Let me go down some other conduits we've got in the back. I know he will, just trying to convince him which way to go. We'll talk to him in a few minutes.
How'd you lose them?
Didn't extend them long. I've had Rich Toller say, now am I out of the curb? Am I out? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, I'll add negative 5 feet so I know I'm way out there. Yeah. Still can't find it.
Who's the fault then?
Rich Toller, because he's telling me that's where the curb and gutter is. I said, am I out of there? He says, yeah, you're plenty far.
Make him go look for him.
Huh?
Make him go look for him.
He don't work for that outfit no more. I told him to come out and show us where he thought they were, but he never did show up. He drinks too much. Just a little bit drunk. Never going to have that Wendell back or Harry Kessler. Them guys aren't. They cost us nothing but money.
Mine. Y'all done or are you still taping?
Yep. Well, Gino, when you was in Hayden, you had 7 kids. You had 11 kids all together. Tell me about tell us a little bit about what it was like when
Linda was born in the house. Linda was born in the house in Hayden. Who was there with her? Judy and Dorothy.
Yeah.
And they were there alone?
Mm-hmm. No, I was
no,
home.
No, we weren't home. They went, you just came home, wasn't it? They were
no,
screaming
no,
and going?
Carlo and Louise was there at the time when she was born.
They were nervous.
And no doctor there.
No doctor. Would the doctor come to the house or did you guys have, her to the hospital?
No, we have to call the doctor.
And they come to the house, huh?
Yeah.
Did you have a midwife or anything like that?
No.
Just the doctor would come, huh?
No. My dad did it.
How many kids were born at home?
Just Linda.
Five of us.
And Ernie. All the rest of them were born at home, yeah. All of them, Bobby, Eugene,
Dorothy,
Judy.
There were no doctors there in the camps.
They come to the house.
Besides
so
the
you
twins.
Just send one of the kids to run to get the doctor?
Well, you call them up on the telephone.
And they'd come to your house. How long would the doctor stay after?
Until after the baby was born, and that was it.
And then who would take care of the baby?
Well, either my sister to help or somebody come to help.
So you did.
Siamese twins.
What happened when you had those Siamese twins? Did you deliver those?
I wasn't home.
You wasn't home when that
my
happened?
My wife was with the grandmother when she had Siamese twins.
And she was, was she right after Eugene? Were they right after?
Yeah, after you.
So they were your second born?
Yeah. Yes, it was with the grandma when the Siamese were born. I wasn't even there. I was in Colorado and she was in New Mexico. She wanted to go home with her grandma, so that's where she was at.
Oh, so Martha was home with her grandma?
Yeah.
When the babies were born?
Yeah.
You're there?
Oh, so they were born in New Mexico.
Yeah.
Huh?
Did she have any idea she was going to have two?
No, she didn't. No.
What about the size of the other families? Did everybody have pretty large families?
In them days?
Mm-hmm.
We just bought them. Everybody have pretty good sized families.
So would the kids go out and find little odd jobs to help out?
Not until they grew up to where they could work. Otherwise, you know, they didn't go till it was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't watch, you know, for...
We'll get along.
And they were too little anyway.
Mm-hmm. How many potatoes would it take to feed when they were all, were they all home at one time?
Oh, yeah.
How many pounds of potatoes would it take to feed 11 kids?
Oh, I don't know. My wife used to bake her bread. She'd bake bread about 2 times a week. And then, you know, meat and potatoes and everything was real cheap at the time.
So is that what, you had a lot of spaghetti too, didn't you?
Yeah, had a little bit of spaghetti, everything.
You made your own noodles? And
yeah. Made our own noodles, made our own bread. And had a lot of soup.
So you didn't have no pizzas, huh?
And they didn't have pizza in them days.
Want to talk to Daddy?
No pizzas.
I'll talk to him.
Who's that, hon?
Ernie said he just got there.
Already? Come take Mom and buy me a lottery ticket for tonight.
Listen, 15 you take
minutes.
Your mother.
Huh?
And go buy him a lottery ticket tonight.
Where's he going? To home club? Well, Mama's got one. I bought her one for 4 weeks.
What about, tell me when you guys lived at Stansbury.
Well, when we lived at Stansbury, that Bobby and Eugene used to give me all kind of problems.
They
fight all the time.
How old were they then?
Who's that?
Bobby and Eugene.
Oh.
They must have been teenagers, huh?
Well, I was young. Yeah, it was. Well, they went to grade school there.
Did they?
They started school in, Eugene started in Colorado.
So you had probably
Bobby started school in Hayden. I mean in Stanbury. They went to school there in Stanbury. In grade school. Bobby, Judy, and Dorothy. And then Janelle, when she's born, she's born in Stanbury. Well, in the hospital here, but it was Jeanette and Ernie. We lived in Stanbury. Ernie was born at home.
Was he? Was you there when he was born?
No, I was working. I was working. But Slim Nielsen's wife, she was the nurse then. She was the one took care of him. Then they took him to the hospital. So I was working. Time. But otherwise we have to take care of each other.
Did you want to talk to your mom or not?
What does she want? Yeah. We'll have to wait to make the tape.
So in Stansbury, did they have those like mine rescue days, those safety days or whatever?
Not that much, mine rescue.
Well, that was a pretty big thing for the camps,
wasn't
it?
It was. Used to have them every laws and rescue, mine safety, rescue. That's what used to have. So we have big celebration downtown here. The old timers building.
So you guys would come into Rock Springs?
Yeah, come to Rock Springs. Yeah.
Bring all the kids?
Well, if they come, biggest part of them, no, I wouldn't.
Didn't they have the kids wouldn't come? They want to stay home, huh?
The kids stay home.
Well, they wouldn't they have competitions and stuff?
No, they have competition between all the mines. All company mines they have be Stansbury, Reliance, Whitten. Superior. They have, you know, each mine have a team in there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What about, was there a lot of people that were related to each other in the camps? Like
some.
Brothers, they would come and, were the people from all over?
From all over, yeah. All different nationalities. Some come from all different states.
What about a doctor? Was there a doctor in
Stansbury? Yeah, a company doctor. He'd come to the camp there.
Did he live right there?
He'd come from Rock Springs.
He'd visit the camps, huh?
He'd come and visit the camps at a certain hour. And if people wanted to go down and see him, and if you needed a prescription, they'd give you the pills there. You wouldn't have to get, you know, like, you get your pills there, your medicine. It wouldn't cost anything because you'd pay so much to the company, you know, for a doctor.
Oh, so that was just taken out of your check?
Yeah, for, then you have your doctor there.
How big was your house in Stansbury?
That's a 4-room house. With a basement, full basement.
It was like the house that
Judy got. There were company houses there.
That's where they came from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a lot of people out of Stansbury, wasn't there?
Well, there's about 150 people, maybe more.
Did everybody have yards?
Well, some had yards, some didn't.
So, but you could grow one. You could.
You had to put your own house in. I mean, your own yard in.
Uh huh. Did you guys put one in?
We didn't have it. No.
Did you?
No.
Went down rock from this.
So what was in Stansbury? There was a store.
Full hall.
Post office.
In the post office, sure. Louis Tomasi had the war there.
The wall first, then you got the store.
Yep,
after the
pool.
They
had a pool hall in Bowling Alley.
So Louis lived there?
Yeah, he was on the board.
What about Carlo and Louise? Did they live out there too?
They lived out there, yeah.
What about Josephine and Curly?
They lived out there. They all lived out there.
Was Josephine and Curly married? Well, they must have been married.
They got married in Whitten, yeah.
Did they?
They got married here.
So the train would come right out there and pick the coal up?
Yeah.
Out to Stansbury. Where did the kids go to school? Did they go right out
there? They had a great school.
Did they?
Great school in camp there. And when they got to the junior 6th or 7th grade, they go to Reliance. Bus them to Reliance. That's where they had the high school.
So, how did you heat your houses? Did you use coal?
Yeah, coal furnace, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Coal
furnace.
You could just get the coal for free then, couldn't you?
No,
they charge you for that, huh?
You have to pay for that, too. There was nothing free.
Nothing free.
No, but coal was cheap, about $3 a ton.
Oh, how long would that last? Quite a while?
No, it all depends how cold the winter was. Maybe sometime you go through 12 tons of coal.
Did the winter seem a lot worse then than they do now?
No, not something.
Yeah,
just like now, the tough ones here too.
Then after Stansbury, where did you guys go? You went to Reliance.
Then we moved to Reliance, and I went to work at Dunquailey.
Lance's Pops, we got our liquor.
And I worked there for 3 years. When I went to
Stauffer.
So when did your wife go to work? When did she start working?
Oh, my wife started working in the cafe. Well,
50, 55, probably, 54.
Yeah.
Was that when the women started going to work?
She
when she went to work?
She was working with Faye Wilder's working sooner than that.
Were there?
Yeah, boy.
But
then she went, she started working 54, 55.
What made her decide to go to work?
Well, things was hard and we had to have extra money.
You had all those kids at home?
Yeah.
It took two incomes?
Yeah, it took two incomes and then some people gave it. I sure can
figure it. Yeah, they're not even going that direction.
Oh, hell.
They're not going to hit that direction. They'll go reroute it differently.
She's cooking.
So when she, day shift or when would she go?
She used to work graveyard.
She'd go work at graveyard,
yeah.
What?
No.
She worked graveyard and then
stay
home in the next morning to take care of the kids. And I'll watch them at night.
I'll kind of give you an idea. That way we're away from their gasoline.
So,
okay.
You gonna reroute your wires?
Well, I gotta make sure that I maybe there. That's the wrongest outfit going.
Who?
BBNL.
Oh.
Charge you $8,000. You gotta put all the material, put all the ditch, they hook it up. Then you'll get one penny back. It's almost $9,000. See Mountain Bell, you put all your money up front, and if people move in, they give you that percentage back. So you don't pay. Mountain Field, same way. If you did the whole subdivision like at once, you'd have to pay for it. But if you say, well, I'm going to do this house first and then that one, they'll bring it into each house and it'll cost you money. But Pacific Power, they make you pay every nickel and you don't get a penny. And
they
pay
you back,
for what you're doing to anybody.
Huh?
If you develop their company, you know, as such, you build up their business, give them all that income, and they don't give you nothing. And they don't have to pay for nothing to expand. That's why they can go buy all these $1 billion outfits.
Oh, yeah.
After Reliance, Gino, then you went to, after you worked at Reliance, then you moved to Rock Springs?
I didn't work in Reliance. We lived there.
Lived there, but you worked
then
in Coyle.
Then we moved to White Mountain. I lived there in White Mountain. Well, about 7 years, Bobby?
Well, I don't know, I got married in 1962. I got married in 62 and you already lived there then. No.
Yeah, we lived in Reliance.
Oh, you lived in Reliance.
Yeah.
So when you was in Reliance, your kids were was Bobby the first one married?
No,
or Eugene. So you had two married then in Reliance?
Yeah. Judy too, didn't you?
No. Yeah.
Judy.
Judy's for me.
Three.
So you had three married by then.
Yeah.
So you still had, what, eight at home?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you moved to White Mountain?
The White Mountain there.
And you worked at Quayle then? Or?
No, I was working at Stauffer. Stauffer then.
Tony was born in Stansbury.
Yeah.
Right at Christmas. We brought him home Christmas Day.
He was born in the hospital
here.
Here. Truck.
Yeah, we brought him home Christmas Day.
Yeah. The day before Christmas.
Yeah, 24.
Yeah.
Then Larry was born in White Mountain, I think.
No.
Him and Tammy? No.
Stanbury, 56. Larry was born in 56.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, Larry was born.
I remember when Tony was born. Jeanette
was born in Stanbury. She was also born in Rock Spring.
Well, so was Tammy born out there too, Daddy.
Where, Stanbury?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No.
Now Debbie.
Martha got real sick when Tammy was born, wasn't
she? Oh,
she. We were out, remember?
Yeah.
Turner. We used to drive iron our old clothes and everything.
Oh yeah.
How long was she sick for?
Well, quite some time. She had her teeth was bothering her.
Yeah.
And she had
down.
She was way down.
Kids.
Yeah, where's Larry?
I don't know where he went. Okay, so then you moved to White Mountain and you lived there?
Until 19, when I bought this house, 69, I bought the house here.
So you was working at Stauffer when you bought this house?
Yeah. I was working on stuff.
And when you moved in this house, how many kids did you still have at home?
No, I had all but three. Had eight.
You had eight when you moved in here then?
Jim was married already, Bobby, and Judy. Had eight.
What about Christmases when your kids were all little? Do you remember that?
Well, they used to get pretty good Christmas when the kids were little.
Did they?
Yeah, because them days there, then, you know, we were in the Rock Springs. The mines that have, well, the union used to give them big Christmas candy and everything else, the toys. They had a good Christmas here. Yeah.
A lot better than yours when you was little, huh?
I had my Christmas. Then they didn't have no Christmas. They didn't. They just, they'd have that one toy and they'd give you a bag of candy. That was it.
What about holidays? Do you remember any other holidays that were big? What about Easter and that when you was little?
Easter just like, they'd have, you know, they would just have family get together and all like now. You'd have eggs, you could have diet, but they wouldn't die them. You'd just have hard-boiled eggs.
Uh-huh.
But there was no diet then. And Thanksgiving was no big day them days either.
Did you have a turkey then?
Well,
if you had it?
If you had it. But Thanksgiving was nothing big. It was no big celebration like today.
Mm-hmm. What about 4th of July?
4th of July would be a pretty big day. But other things, you know, the holidays weren't like they are today.
So people were probably a little more patriotic then, huh?
Well, yeah. But
they
today,
appreciated their freedom a little bit more.
But today, you know, it's you do more celebrating, and they make it a racket anymore. And then it's a big racket anymore for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Them days they didn't have no Mother's Day, they have no Father's Day. And if you have a birthday, you just see you're older, they wouldn't have a birthday party either.
So when you was little, Gino, did you have any aunts and uncles around?
No, not at the time.
Did you ever meet your grandpa or your grandma?
I never did on my grandma or grandpa, not on either side.
So where were they? Did your parents get married in Italy, or did
they
get married over?
Let's see, my dad got married in Italy, yeah.
And then him and your mom came together, or did he come first?
He came first. And then, after my grandma and grandpa were living here from mother's side.
Uh-huh.
And then they moved to New Mexico there. I never did see them. Didn't even know where they were at.
You met your grandma and grandpa.
I met my aunts.
Oh, your aunts in 1980?
Yeah. 1980. Which one met my aunts? Never did know until then.
Let's see. So you never grew up with any cousins or any relatives?
I had an uncle. A cousin of mine came from Italy in 1949.
Who was
that? Risto.
So did he live in New Mexico too?
Yeah, he lived in New Mexico.
So did you guys grow up together?
It was 39 when he came. Not 49, 40. 39.
So was that your dad's brother or
sister?
No,
that's my mother. That'd be on my mother's side. My mother and his mother were sisters.
Mm.
That'd be the same aunts I met in New Mexico.
I see.
See, it was him. And that one, Ernesto, when she came, that's his sister. No, Italy.
Did your dad have any brothers?
No, he had four sisters.
He had four sisters.
Yeah.
What about your mom's mom? Your mom's family?
On the mother's side, it was three sisters, and one brother.
You know, when you was little, do you remember your dad telling you stories?
No, he wouldn't tell us no stories.
He wouldn't tell you no stories?
No stories, no.
Did he speak Italian at home all the time?
All the time, that's all they knew.
Did he ever learn English?
Oh, he knew English.
But he spoke the
That's all Italian, and it's all... Another language was always Italian there. Never, very little English. Until, you know, we started getting older, then he...
Did you learn English when you went to school?
Yeah, that's the only thing you had, you know, was English.
Was there a lot of kids speaking all different languages when
you started school? No, it was all foreigners. Yeah, it was all foreigners. There was all different nationalities in the coal camps. It was Italian, Slavs, English. There's all different nationalities. Very few colored people there. And they had their own place to live. Very seldom see them.
They didn't have no place to live?
No, they had a place. They had a camp. They had a place just for the colored people.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be with white people.
How did your dad find out about coming to... How did he end up in New Mexico?
Well, he went to work in the mine there. He came here and...
Who did he hear about it from?
Well, you know, in them days there, hell, they come to the United States. Well, I think he had a cousin there in New Mexico there. He went there.
Mm-hmm. That's how he ended up in there?
Then my grandpa came first. He was here. And then my dad came.
Oh.
My dad came in 1907. And my grandpa, he worked here for a while, and then he went back to India.
Oh, he just came and worked for a while, and then while your grandpa was here, your dad came?
My dad came and he stood here. He never did go back to him.
He never did go back?
No, never go back.
So did your dad and your grandpa never seen each other after that then?
No, that was the last time he saw each other. So, then, when I went to Italy, that's a cousin of mine, if she had, any photographs of my grandpa and grandma. And she says, no, she said, them days they wouldn't take no pictures, so. And one day, it was there, me and my wife, we went there, and she came up and says, here, look what I got for you. And she had a picture of my grandma and my dad and two of his sisters. She gave me that there. And he was about 8 years old when they
took
that picture, yeah. I never did see one of my grandpa's, she said she didn't have any. So. Then I didn't ever have a picture either of my mother. I still don't know if Clarence gave me one or not, but I got one of my grandpa and grandma. And then the girls. It was Clarence's mother and my aunt in California. There's on that picture there. But I never did see them. I had an uncle on my mother's side. Well, her brother, maybe my mother's brother, but I don't remember him, but I seen I was really old, small when he was living there in the coal camp, too.
So you can remember him a little bit?
No, I don't remember him hardly, just very little. But then I never see him anymore after that. I didn't know about my relation until 1980 on my mother's side. Then the one that nest in Italy there, well, she came and called her brother was living in Walsmer then. And that's when he died, 1985, her brother? And she came in 85. That's when we went back to Italy in 86. And that's the first time I've seen her brother too. After he did come to the Italy to hear. He was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And he went back when they had the war there, and he never did get to see his mother or her sister. He had two sisters in the time living. But he never did see him. Until she came in 1985, and she seen him then. And then he died. Well, she came in July, he died in September of that year.
When you was raising your kids, do you notice a big difference from when you raised your kids now your kids are raising their kids?
Well, when I was raising my kids, they settled for what we give them, There was quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And what we give them, they was all satisfied. They didn't get the best, but they all got the education and they They need to take what you give them. Right today, though, they all got cars, and none of them want to work anymore, like kids in them days.
Was you real strict with your kids' grades and school?
No. They come home with a passing grade, that's all you could ask for. I didn't look for them to be, I didn't look for them to be a genius of any kind, as long as they come home with a passing grade. You know, and, that's all I care for. They all did good in school. They never would, they wouldn't be A students. Of course there was A students. But the rest of them, you know, they just make passing grades. But of course there was only one was A student. She was bright.
And all your kids graduated, didn't they?
Yeah, all but Judy.
All but Judy.
She went to the senior, she quit.
She quit her senior year?
Yeah, all the rest of them finished school.
What are your feelings on Wyoming? How do you think Wyoming's been to you, Dino?
Wyoming's been good to me. I can't complain about Wyoming. Wyoming's been good to me. I come here. I always made a living for my family. And I retired here, enjoy it. Now I got my own place to live with. I got nothing to worry about. And I got a good bunch of kids. And all my children respect me and my wife. That's what we got to be thankful for. My kids is all good.
How many grandkids do you have?
23.
How many grandkids do you
have? 8.
Do you remember any things when your kids were growing up that was funny, that drove you crazy then, but now you laugh about?
Well, they get in a lot of mischief. You have to think about it now that, well, they all turn out to be pretty good. None of them got into any serious problems, you know, mm-hmm. that we have to worry about. So, one thing about them, I could say that they respect the parents real good. They ain't one of them that if we wouldn't ask them to give us a hand, that they wouldn't do it.
When you was raising your kids, how did you instill that in them?
Huh?
How did you teach them respect? Were they allowed to talk back or anything?
Well, they wouldn't talk back because we'd give them hands. We'd tell them you got to respect.
Mm-hmm.
You never talk back to your parents. They never would. One thing about them, they never treated us bad, and they would listen to us, but they never would insult us or treat us mean. We never had no problem with them.
When you was growing up, did you talk back to your dad?
No.
What would happen if you did?
He'd beat me up if I talked back to him.
Did he do that with the girls too?
Same thing.
Would you get the belt or?
You get the belt or anything. You have to walk the chalk line with them.
You didn't talk back.
You wouldn't get in trouble either.
What about when your dad had company? People came over. Were you kids allowed to talk, or were you supposed to be quiet?
Well, usually you have the grown ups there talking, then you just sit there and listen. You wouldn't talk back
mm-hmm.
unless you know you were asked permission to talk. You know, but mm-hmm. otherwise you would have to just listen to them.
Things have changed a lot, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Today the kids, they do the talking and you got to shut up. They don't respect anymore. You know? Different world altogether.
What about the labor and the difference in the mines from when you started mining till now? What do you think about that?
Well, when I started mining, and it was contract mining. You have to earn your own wages then. You have to do everything was pick and shovel, and they pay so much for tonnage. Well, if you wouldn't get any tonnage out, you wouldn't get no money either. But today everything's advanced, all more modernized mining with all mining equipment, and you don't have to work as hard as them days. Today you're guaranteed of a wage. Daily wage, you know, where them days you didn't make it, you wouldn't have nothing. There was time that, you know, you couldn't make it either. So, a lot of difference. Everything is advanced so fast that you can't believe it. Different world. All modern equipment, everything's all advanced, where people don't have to work as hard for a living. Not in the mines anyway, but you know, otherwise other jobs are different too.
Mm-hmm.
So, well then, today you got better wages, and then days you didn't. Sometimes you have to work for a dollar a day. 10 cents an hour used to be in Depression time. Then you couldn't get the 10 cents to work.
What do you mean, remember about the Depression?
Well, during the Depression there, nobody didn't have nothing, no money, there was no work, and the food was kind of short, and everybody didn't have nothing. Nobody was working. And you were lucky, well, in them days there, even they had to drop, and they killed the animals, you know, so, because they didn't have nothing to eat.
You just go out and get and you a deer or something?
And if you go over there, you know, during the drought when you kill them animals, the best one is to give it out to the people to eat. Otherwise, they didn't have anything. There was no work, and people was traveling, you know, the hitchhiking trains and everything else, looking for work, but there was no work to be had. 1932, when Roosevelt got in, that's when they had CC camps, and they, you know, government jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That's when people started getting on their feet a little bit.
What do you think about Roosevelt?
He was the number one president. That's why we got all our benefits today, Social Security. Wasn't that for Roosevelt, we wouldn't have no Social Security for retirement. And organized labor, they did a lot for labor, for all our pensions and everything that we're getting today. Wouldn't be for organized labor, wouldn't have the benefits we're getting today.
Now, when your dad retired, did he have anything?
He just had Social Security. Then they had the minor pension was just starting, $50 a month at the time. The Social Security was very, real small then. Then they, you know, just starting out when he retired, it was real small.
Who's calling now? Do you
want me
to get it? I hear it. Hello? What do you want,
me?
More?
Got anything else? Can you think of anything else?
That's about all. That's about all.
Do you have anything you want to tell your kids?
Well, all my grandkids I got, the 23, and all my kids, they've all been wonderful. All my daughter-in-laws, we're all a nice, big, happy family here. And we all get along. And we've got to be thankful we all together.
Do you have anything you want to say about the future, Gino?
Then how much I know about the future. Not for me, anyway. The future for me is as long as I get enough to eat.
Okay.
I wish you a big.
Okay.